I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The Quran and the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ validate and acknowledge people's pain, people's torment, people's traumas, people's anxieties and people's depression, people's fears. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously reminds us in the Quran, do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. How do you not fear? Recognize yourself. So there are things, there's something called the three R's. Recognize, resilience, repair. I want to tell you and share with you something important here that is both studied in science and psychology and also in our sunnah. The core of our sunnah, the core of our deen teaches us this. How do you become strong after calamities, after adversities? How do you continue to go as a believer after traumas, no matter what they are? You recognize, you learn resilience, and then you repair. It starts physically in your brain. Did you know that it starts physically in your brain? Meaning, Islam has come to teach us through the stories of the prophets that although we are not like the prophets, we can learn from the prophets. Number one, none of us will ever be as tested as the prophets. So don't you worry about that. But we'll get a portion of it. So the first thing we learn is to recognize that whatever has happened to you, whatever traumas, whatever environment, whatever background you have, whatever grief you went through, you do not need to define yourself by that experience. You are not that person unless you define yourself that way. Meaning, if I went through grief, I can say to myself, I am destined to remain sad for the rest of my life. But you see, the one who said that is me. If I've been through traumatic experiences, I can sit there blaming the trauma all my life and stay where I am. Or I can believe that yes, bi-idhnillah, by the will of Allah, I can physically, bi-idhnillah, change my mindset. I can change my brain. I can change my brain. And but anything. Something called brain plasticity. You can change literally the brain, bi-idhnillah. Allah has given us that ability. And everything in our deen, the dua, the zikr, the salat, the hereafter, the stories of the prophets, the Quran, all of it tells us you have that power, you have that ability. Recognize that you can literally change the neurons and pathways in your brain by slowly training them to do so. First of all, recognize your triggers. What's triggering me? Number one, number two, number three, number four. Do I have to be that way? No. Let me go and recognize. What does Allah teach me in the Quran? He tells me you are important. He tells me you have a purpose. The fact that you're still breathing, meaning you still have a need in this world. What is it? Hone into the blessings that Allah has given you. What skills do you have? Even if it's as small as a word that you can say. Even if it's as small as a little pamphlet that you wrote. Of course, yani, make sure you know what you're writing and get advice, not just haphazardly. Something small. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at the outcome, He looks at your effort. But bit by bit by bit, like little raindrops. They can penetrate through rocks and mountains. My brothers and sisters, when we look at Nuh alayhi salam, we find the test of losing his son forever. We're not just talking about a son or a child who's gone on drugs or gone with a gang. We're talking about a child who's lost both this world and he will never see him in paradise ever again. And the waves came and took him before his eyes, Nuh alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, be empathetic with yourself. You try as a parent to raise your children at the end. If you can't do anything and you try, don't blame yourself and beat yourself over it. Do other things. Look after your other children. Keep going. But at the same time, don't give up. But don't blame yourself so you don't be debilitated. When we look at Nuh alayhi salam's wife, she turned on him and joined the enemies too. But it didn't stop him from continuing. Yes, he grieved. Yes, he cried. And that's okay. The Islam did not come to tell you don't grieve, don't feel the pain, don't try to fight it. But try to add with things that you can do. Why should you deny yourself happiness on the other side? Action that you can put forward to be productive in other ways. It doesn't stop you from doing that. Recognize your triggers and remember that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through trouble with his own father, who told him, get out of my house, and if you stay here, I will stone you to death. La arjumannak, I will stone you to death. Wahjurni maliya, get out. He disowned him onto the streets. But Ibrahim alayhi salam did not let the fact that he carries his father's genetics, or that he was born from a mother and father who had this attitude, he did not let that define him. He didn't sit there saying, because my father is like that, I'm going to be like that, I'm doomed. No. He took control of himself and he said, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, my dear father, my dear father, my dear father. He would not be like his father. And his words proved it. And in the end, even when he exiled and told him, get out, he said, Sa astaghfiru laka Rabbi. I'm going to ask Allah to pardon you, Dad. And then he said, Inni dhahibun ila Rabbi sayyahdeen. I'm going to go to my Lord, he will guide me. And I've never been unblessed in my dua to my Lord. He recognized who else is there for him. Allah will never leave you. So do not define yourself with your past traumas. You can change it, inshallah. When we look at Asya, the wife of Pharaoh, she did not sit there saying, you know, that's it. The entire kingdom is against me. She smiled under torture and said, oh my Lord, build for me a house for you. She lost everything, so she gave it up. She said, oh Allah, build for me a house. There's still hope, inshallah. And on Ya'qub alayhi salam, who lost his son and he went blind from sadness. He sat there and said, I'm not going to complain to you, my children. I'm going to go and complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my sorrow. I don't need you. Yunus alayhi salam, in the belly of the big fish, he did not give up. He made a mistake, but he did not define himself by that mistake. He repented. Subhanaka, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one of among the best du'as that will relieve you from any worry or hardship or misery is to say, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. My Lord, there is no God worthy of worship but you. How perfect you are. I have been among the wrongdoers. Until Allah saved, and he says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And whoever says this word, believing in it and having conviction in it, we will also treat them in this same way by doing what? نَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. We saved him from the claustrophobia. The stories go on and on in the Quran about resilience next. Resilience. You can, inshaAllah ta'ala, change with little bits and pieces of actions. Exercise, changing the mindset, reading from the Quran and trying to learn from the prophets and the direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, having a support network, having people who can share with you optimism and so on. All of this, inshallah, can help you along the way. Have you ever sat with a friend where you were speaking your worries and that friend said a couple of words and you go, I never thought of it that way? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you that help. My brothers and sisters, dua is very important. And a lot of people think that dua is only for asking Allah for things. And Allah kindly and gently tells us in the Quran.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
When man goes through some adversity, he calls upon us night and day, and whether he's standing or sitting and crying with all his heart, and when we take away the harm away from him, he forgets that he ever called us. He forgets that he ever made dua to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gently telling you, why do you forget? كَأَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا بِالْأَمْسِ, as if yesterday he wasn't calling upon us. Remember Allah also in ease. Dua is also talking to Allah. You have someone that you can sit at the night, in the night, and say, my Lord Allah, my Lord Allah. Wallahi, it has a huge difference. Slowly but surely, the brain starts to change. Then you repair bi-idhnillah. Well, that's what Islam came. Then it came to tell you there's hope. You can change. Sometimes we fear the future. We say, my life is worthless. Some people would, a'yadhu billah, get to a point where they think, I have to end it. Why? Why, ya akhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you breath, has given you time, has given you youth, has given you strength, has given you blessings. Nothing ever stays the same. Never isolate yourself. Never isolate yourself no matter what has happened. The human being is not built to be alone. We are an ummah that is together. Once you isolate yourself, the shaitan loves it. Like the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like the sheep who goes astray from the flock, the wolf gets them. Isolation kills you. Yes, sometimes you need to distance yourself from certain people who are truly toxic to you. You distance. This is called hajrun jameel, meaning to distance with goodness. Because if you're close, it's worse. But choose and see which people you can sit with and be connected with, even if it's closer half of the way, who can benefit you, inshallah. That's what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك, be diligent on the things that benefit you. People, skills, readings, actions, whatever it is. واستعن بالله ولا تعجز, seek Allah's support and do not give up. Don't become paralyzed. فإن أصابك شيء, but if a calamity befalls you, stopped you from your expectation and your goal and your plan, فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كان كذا, لو أنت فعلت كذا كان كذا. Never say, if only I had done such and such would have happened. ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Say, Allah has pre-measured in what He wills He does. There is a wisdom behind it. فإن كلمة لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. For just merely saying, if only, and constantly saying and repeating and not getting out of it, it opens the door for the shaitan. What is the door of the shaitan? Debilitation, sadness, misery, loss, failure. You're good for nothing. But my brothers and sisters, remember your value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember about the people that if you were to harm yourself, God forbid, or for you were to go away, the people that who love you, who you are harming, there are people who love you tremendously. And you need to remember them. It's very normal for us to focus on the people who hate us, to focus on the people who want harm to us, to focus on the bad words that people say upon us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you there are others who love you, there are others who will support you, there are others who are making dua for you and you're making dua for them. There will always be the truth and the false, the right and the wrong, the helpers and the destroyers. There will always be. Which side do you want to take? Finally, brothers and sisters, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us many du'as and many ways of taking care of ourselves. One of the ways is that he said, from the verses of the Quran in his words, any sin that you've ever done in the past and any person that you've ever hurt and you feel guilty and you can't forgive yourself from it and you start thinking upon Allah, the worst of the worst, that He's going to punish you, that He's going to put you in hellfire, You probably have heard a hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive people's rights, He only forgives His own rights. And then you start reading hadiths and verses that scare you all the time, and you forget about the verses which give you hope. Then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have emphasized that Allah forgives all sins altogether. And that if you feel guilty about your past mistakes or hurt or whatever you've done to people, then remember this, that if you can do something about it and fix it, go ahead and do it. But if you can't do something about it and fix it, make dua for the people that you hurt in the past. And don't let it define you as a bad person. Make dua for them. Give a sadaqah on their behalf. Weren't the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, at one time murderers of the believers before they converted to Islam? Weren't they at one time murderers of the believers? Look what Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu did. Look what Umar ibn Khattab did. Look. But when they converted, when they embraced Islam, Allah forgave all their past sins. It didn't define them. But they made dua for those who had beaten them. They said they made dua for those who had beaten them to Islam and to deen. And they fixed and did better than what they were before. But my brothers, don't let that define you. Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said the hadith is in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i wa Ibn Majah wa Ahmad, and it is an authentic hadith. She says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left my house, his wife in my house, except that he used to look up at the sky. And he would say the following words, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an udilla aw udal. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from leading others astray or being led astray by others. Aw azilla aw uzal. Or that I am humiliated or I cause humiliation for others. Yani unjustly. Aw azlima aw uzlam. Or that I am oppressed or that I oppress anyone else, أو أجهل أو يجهل علي, or that I cause ignorance or speak of ignorance towards others, or others make me fall prey to their ignorance and insolence. This is a beautiful dua to say, Allahumma, once again, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an udilla aw udal, aw azilla aw uzal, aw azlima aw uzlam, أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength in this world and in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength in this world to stick to our deen and morals and ethics and the guidance of Allah, and make us among the triumphant and successful in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the beautiful and righteous people to find one another and to make this ummah solidified once again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the harm away from our ranks and from our community and us individually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala weaken the shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the plots of the shaitan and his whispers, and from the whispers of his enemies and those of his supporters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about relief to the destitute brothers and sisters in Gaza and everywhere around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us strength within and without. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings and let us see His blessings as they should be seen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us in our support everywhere we go and any way or state that we become. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Thank you for listening. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.